Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. We have a brand new War of the Roses. Also, singer Lizzo. If you're not familiar with her, you're about to get really familiar with her. We had a chance to talk to her. She was in studio yesterday. We've got the weirdest camp that you can send your kid to. It only costs $1,000 a week. And, oh yeah, we're going to be interviewing Madonna next week. Erica's in for War of the Roses this morning. Hi, Erica.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We're doing all right. What's going on with you and Craig?
I think he might be cheating with somebody in our apartment building.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I think the reason why I think this, it has to do with my dog.
I'm listening.
I know that sounds like totally ridiculous.
No, you had me a dog. Go on.
But like, I'm pretty sure like my dog gave it away.
How?
Yeah.
He talks.
there's this girl that lives down the hall, and she's, like, really pretty. I don't know her. Like, I've just seen her in the elevator. But the other day when I was walking the dog, she, like, looked at the dog, and she's like, oh, hi, Dex.
Okay.
So, like, she knew the name of the dog. But, like, she could have totally known that because she might have asked my boyfriend.
Right, sure.
You know, so I was like, okay, whatever. And I didn't think anything more of it until yesterday because when I was walking Dex back into the apartment, he, like, walked right up to her door.
What?
Like, he goes there all the time. Do you know what I mean?
The dog, not the boyfriend.
I'm sure she doesn't walk her boyfriend. Well, I'm on your team.
I'm kind of pissed.
Wow.
Because my dog is a genius, and I tell you what, if he did that,
I know somebody, though, in my neighborhood that knows every dog's name in the neighborhood and doesn't know the owner's name.
Oh, I'm the same way in my building, but it's the go into her door. Dogs know which door they're supposed to go to.
Maybe he smelled a treat. I don't know.
Yeah, he's snack.
All right, you understand how this works, Eric. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offering up a dozen long-stem red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to. She'll be using the name Shelley. Be very quiet for us, okay, Erica? You ready?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Craig?
This is Craig speaking. Hey. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I am good. Well, how can I help you?
I'm not calling from our business department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge.
Really? But I don't have to pay anything?
Not a dime.
Well, all right, cool. Let's do it.
Okay, so I just need to start with a name for the card.
Okay, we could use some flowers. Let's make it to Bethany.
All right, and what would you like the card to say to Bethany?
Say, I'm glad I could be your welcome wagon.
Okay.
Oh, that's unreal. Seriously? I suppose Bethany is the blonde that lives down the hall?
What?
Babe, are you on the phone right now?
Yeah, that's Erica, Craig. This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 and something we call War of the Roses, and you just decided to send flowers to another woman.
You are so busted.
What are you talking about? I'm busted. How am I busted? She's new to our building, and I just wanted to welcome her, so I just wanted to do something nice. I mean, and the fact you called the radio station, that's just insane.
Nice? You think that's nice? You're a piece of work. You're busted. Like, I know you've been to her apartment. I know you're more than just a welcome wagon. Do you get this?
Bae, you're blowing us out of proportion. You're being ridiculous right now.
No, I'm not. I'm being real and honest, and maybe you should try it.
But, Bae.
Welcome wagon, huh?
Dude, how the hell does she find out?
The dog. It was the dog. She knows where Bethany lives.
Damn. Dex.
Is he gone?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again till I'm dead. Dogs are better than people. Period.
Can I make a Baja Men joke?
Who let the dog?
Thank you, producer Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Lizzo was in concert last night at the House of Blues. She stopped by here at the radio station yesterday before she had her big show. I want to play you some of the audio. Lots of good stuff in here, including her getting to ask Madonna a question. If you missed it, we are going to be interviewing Madonna on our show on Tuesday. So Lizzo saw my album that was sitting here, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan. So she's going to ask Madonna a question at the very end. But we started first with just talking about the fact that she's coming back in September, and her show is almost sold out at Aganis Arena, and this was kind of her reaction to that.
Holy sneakers. That's crazy, because, you know, I'm so... like a day at a time. So my team is incredible, and the venues, I don't really know the names of. They'll just be like, it's sold out again. I'm like, woo! But I remember we played that when we opened for Haim, and it was massive. And I remember I made the whole crowd do the wave during Water Me.
What?
And it like landed right at the perfect time, and everyone did it. They were like, wow! Anyway, hi.
Can you talk about going into a studio with a photographer and shooting the album cover and being completely naked? I mean, it's beautiful, it's artistic, but for me personally, just like crazy scary to think about being that naked and expose yourself to everyone like that.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm always naked.
Yeah, mind you, Carson really doesn't get naked, I think, to even have sex. So it's just sweet. One of those things.
Yeah. I could feel that from you. You know, you just kind of zip down and pull it out. Well, listen, I'll let you. I mean, a lot of people might think that was like the most risque pose, but on the contrary, I have been shooting all different types of poses that day naked, and that was the pose that I was in because I was trying to relax my back from being arched so much. So I kind of like chilled out and leaned forward, and I was kind of resting, and then the photographer, Luke Guilford, was like, turn and look at me, and I turned and looked at him, and I was really relaxed and comfortable, the most comfortable I'd been, and that was the shot. There was this one like lone like guy lighting, some tech guy like in the back walking around. I was like, all right, we gotta put up a barricade. I'm open to everybody, but I'm really sensitive to energy, so I was like, I could tell he like looking at my ass right now, so let me just too much, he liking it a little too much, let's just, you know.
Yeah, once you take the clothes off, it's fine. I went to hedonism last year, so I walked around naked for
a
week.
What's that?
It's where you're naked. It's in Jamaica. You don't wear clothes. Stood naked in front of many, many people that day. Yeah. I owned myself and empowered my big ass and just walked right on out there. Wow. It was a time. It was a time. So I just wanted to talk, your lyrics and such, so very empowering, and I think to men, to women, to everybody. But where, do you remember the day where it clicked, where you felt this self-actualization, where you felt, you know what? Today is the day I'm done here, and I'm going to move on out, and I'm going to marry me, and I'm going to be okay with me. And if so, can you put it in a book so the rest of us can do it?
Oh my God. Please. Children's book coming soon. I will say self-actualization takes a long time. I think I'm self-actualized now, but I think I had to be self-aware first. And I think I remember it was like 10 years ago now where I kind of was fed up with wanting to be somebody else. And I was like, you know, you're not going to wake up and just change body types and change skin color and hair and face. And it's not going to happen. So you have to accept this person that you are right now. And because this is who you're going to be forever. You have two choices. You know, you can just have a life of hating yourself, or you can just love yourself. And it's not simple. It sounds simple, but it's very difficult.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Lizzo, who stopped by our studio yesterday, Kennedy.
She spent a good portion of the evening last night talking about, she said this is the self-love portion of the show.
Yep.
Where she sang a bunch of the songs that were like that. And, you know, she had us all repeat a mantra that every morning you should look in the mirror and say, I love you.
Oh, really?
And you're beautiful. Oh. And you can do anything you want to do. And the room was just feeding off of that. She's such a positive person.
She played Coachella this year.
Yes, she did.
And I asked her what that was like. Was there a moment that really just stood out to her?
I've always been the type of person at festivals to like draw a crowd. So I'll perform and then people will start coming to my stage. But this was the first time I had a built-in like ready and waiting for me crowd that spilled outside
yes.
The tent. And I remember I walked on stage and I was like, whoa, I feel like Freddie Mercury. I felt so cool. I felt like a rock star.
I want to talk specifically about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I was kind of going through a rough time. You were just explaining, like when you were starting out, all of those feelings. I just didn't feel good about myself. I played that song every single day. And when I say that hit different, like that changed my life, that song. So when you were going through and you're performing that song now, what does that mean to you, knowing it's impacted so many people?
Man, I love that because I write these songs for me. They're therapy for me. And performing them is very therapeutic. And it's funny because I wrote Truth Hurts when I was in the studio and I was really sad. I was crying and I was so upset. And that was like 3 years ago now. So, of course, when I'm performing it, it's going to be a different energy. It's a different situation. I'm not in that situation anymore. But, like, you'd be surprised how much I need to remind myself that I'm 100% that bitch. You know what I mean?
Yes, you are.
You have to.
Yes, you are.
But then when I see other people in the audience and they're singing it, you know, I feel like we're still sharing that moment. Almost like the movie it was in with Gina Rodriguez and her friend, and they singing it together. Like I get to live that every night with the audience, so it's really special.
We took the test to find out what percentage of bitch we are.
Oh yeah,
girl, I'm only at 63. Can you help me?
Oh man, you gotta help yourself. that's what I'm all about, man. You gotta do it for yourself. One day you'll be 100, though.
Okay, thank you for believing in me. You got to do it for yourself, girl. And she's right. She said that last night in the show. She's like, you know, I can tell you, you can have someone tell you, but until you sit down and say, I'm okay with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So that is Lizzo. She was at the House of Blues last night. She's coming back for the Gannis Arena show in September. It's almost sold out. I'd highly suggest you get the tickets now. The 'Cause I Love You Tour. That's the name of the album as well. So we announced earlier that we're going to be interviewing Madonna next week.
Yep.
So just real quick, I want to play this. I asked Lizzo if she could ask Madonna one question, what would it be?
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I hope that she likes this question. But Madonna, do you still feel like a virgin?
Fantastic question.
Wow. Wow. I'm shook.
So you have to ask Madonna that question for Lizzo, Kennedy.
I do.
Or I can play the audio of it for Madonna,
Let's
whatever
ask
you want.
Lizzo
to,
do
you,
it. Yes.
You want to do it that
Let
way?
Lizzo do it. Absolutely.
All right. Good stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So you guys went to the Lizzo concert at the House of Blues.
We did.
For people that don't know Lizzo, a little bit of a newer artist, and it's I just keep describing her. It's like if Bruno Mars and Queen Latifah had a love child.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way to explain her. She's fantastic.
I don't know how to explain her. I can't compare her to anybody except that she's got one of the most magnificent voices I've ever heard. And her message of like self-love is unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
Unparalleled.
So what was the show like last night?
Carson, I've been to lots of shows in my life, and I've been to like Britney Spears concerts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, moms out there, they've had to go to these shows and the little girls scream at the top of their lungs and it's ear piercing and you have to wear headphones or earplugs.
Right.
That was maybe like a tenth of what you felt last night.
Really?
She came out, did her first song. And as soon as she got done singing, she just kind of stood there. And I'm telling you that the applause was so gigantic. You felt it in your body and your spirit. And you could see the fact that she just didn't even know. Like, she was not ready for this welcome.
Exactly.
She was not ready for what we gave her last night, Boston.
Did you have a piece of audio? What is it? What's the
number? LIZ1 and LIZ2.
Right,
sorry.
I'll pull that while you guys are talking about
so
it.
The way I try to compare her, she is Beyonce-like to me. She is that caliber to me. People love her, and she just is herself, and that's the best part. I mean, when she got out there and did her whole self-love speech, Kennedy and I had tears in my eyes.
I cried twice.
She's like, you are beautiful, I love you, and you are going to do it today. Like, she just empowers you. She makes you feel so good. There was a point that I went to the bathroom, and I was trying to grab the toilet paper, and it was shaking so bad. It was so loud in there, I couldn't even grab it.
All right, here's a piece of audio that Annie brought back from the Lizzo concert last night at the House of Blues. Which song is this?
Jerome. And during this song, everyone put their lighters up or their phones, their phone flashlights. Carson, it was magnificent.
It was a sea.
Right.
Everyone had their cell phone up so much that it was almost like the house lights were on. It was bonkers.
So she actually came by the radio station yesterday. We did an interview with her. We're going to play that back this morning at 7:15. She was spectacular. She was really just amazing.
She just has such a vibe about her. It's so hard to explain.
Yeah.
She just makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And it was all kinds of people that were there last night. You know, boys and girls and whatever.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what was the crowd? Young people, old people, just across
everybody.
The board?
Kind of across the board, honestly. Right. I mean, I think like I might have been a little bit older than people, but
I
not by much.
So,
well, yeah, being out at a concert on a Wednesday night.
I'm serious. But I did it. I stayed till 10:15, people.
Yes, you did.
I waited for my song when she played Soulmate. I'm weeping next to Annie. We're holding on to each other like it's our last day alive.
So you didn't stay for Juice?
No, I've heard Juice. I'm all right.
Oh my gosh, that's like the one I would have to stay.
I know, but she's coming back in September.
Right.
And I'll stay for that one. Last night I was just...
I'm not trying to fight for an Uber with 5,000 other people.
No.
So
it's not that bad. You'd be surprised. It's not that hard. I just did it last
week. In Fenway, though,
Carson, you were at a Snarky Puppy show.
Yeah, you see.
We were at a Lizzo show.
Well, it was 2,500 people at the Snarky Puppy show.
Okay, this was twice as much as that.
It only holds, I think, like 3,000 people, Kennedy.
Okay, anyway, whatever. I'm sure your Snarky Puppy concert was exactly the same.
No, I'm just saying it was late. I didn't get out of there until like 11 o'clock. That's all I'm saying. I was just
no, no. I didn't want to fight Ubers. That's all.
Oh, right. So anyway.
I don't even know how to go to another show after that.
I don't think I want to.
And you see like her OG fans, like people that were there when she was opening for somebody else.
Right.
And just the looks on their faces and her connecting with them. That's my favorite thing, watching artists connect with
their
fans.
She was
here
like 3 years ago and she opened for who I can't remember.
Heim?
I think she said Heim.
It was before that even. And it was like in a little bitty club.
Yeah.
Right.
And she was like, you know, even then I felt the love and this is just ridiculous.
Right. So sold out show last night, the House of Blues. And then even the show in September is almost sold out at Aganis Arena.
Correct.
So, I mean... For,
if you can go.
Right.
Please.
For an artist, you know, we're just now starting to play her music and mm-hmm. she's already selling out arenas that are that big. It's just pretty incredible.
And Annie brought me presents. So.
Oh, yes.
This is so funny to me.
So my favorite thing to do after a concert is buy a t-shirt. I love it. I love having the memorabilia. And as I was leaving, I was like, you know.
Well, you don't buy from the merch stand.
No, you see.
That's messed up.
There's some shows that I do, and there's some shows I like to go and bargain with the people. After a Celtics game, I do the same thing.
And it's
I go
so funny. It's so funny to watch her.
I
do
see
it.
My boy Selly posted up in North Station, and I say 5 for $25, and he goes 5 for $50. I'm like, okay, no deal. And then we just go
don't
back and forth.
Don't you want to support the artist, though?
Oh, Carson, you're ruining it. So
it's enough.
So.
I had a long conversation with the record person last night. It's fine.
As I was leaving, I was like, you know what? I really want to get Kennedy a shirt. She bought me one of Christina Aguilera. I think this is nice. So I go and I buy them. I'm vibing with the guy, 2 for $10, whatever. And I get home and I look, and it was the "Cause I Love You" tour. That's the name of the album.
Yeah, that's the album in the tour.
This is the "Cause I Love You" 2 tour. And the photo is so photoshopped.
That's off. I saw that photo when I was doing research for the interview. That's straight off of her Wikipedia page.
Well, it's like if you just go to Google Images, it's one of the first ones that comes
up. But it's not like the current thing for her album and tour.
I just love that it's "Cause I Love You" also.
Because I love you too. It's not "Cause I Love You."
You know,
it only smells a little bit like cigarettes and Axe body spray, so it's fine.
So close.
I love it. I'm going to wear it with pride.
It was very nice of you.
That's
it's
just
the thought
me.
That counts.
That is me as a human being.
Right.
I love it, Annie. I'd rather have one that's a little off. It might be vintage one day.
Yes.
You know, it's a silk screen so badly it already looks vintage. So.
It would have been funny if it was some other, like you get home, you look and it's some other woman.
It's Whitney Houston's face.
Yeah, it's just some other random woman. They came
up. Guy was nice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I want to play you some audio from the other day on the show and let this be a lesson to you. Sometimes you just got to shoot your shot, right, Kennedy?
Did you shoot the shot, though, or did you just hope?
Yeah, it was all of the above. Sometimes you just got to go for it.
You put it out into the world.
I put it out into the universe.
And then somebody else made it happen.
You assisted the shot.
I had to go through the interview process. They called me.
You're Scottie Pippen.
From LA, her people, and did
with
a pre-interview. All right, so take a listen to this. I had the idea that we should try and get an interview with Madonna. And when I proposed that idea to the show,
we just didn't think
they
were worthy.
They poo-pooed it.
We just didn't think we were worthy.
I wonder if she's going to do any press. Like, do you think She'll do any type of radio interview leading up to the show.
No way, no day, man. Come on, that's crazy talk.
Madonna doesn't need to do promotion.
She would never talk to
Madonna
a lowly radio station.
Madonna has people that are willing to pay $1,700 for a ticket. She don't need us.
Come on.
Same.
I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it in the universe. Madonna interview. What do you think, Kennedy? I mean, we've interviewed, you know, we had Bono sit here.
Okay,
we've had Steven Tyler sit here.
We're all concerned about you. Crap.
Losing it, buddy.
What's going on over there?
I'm just saying. Why can't we get a Madonna interview?
All right, whatever. Yep. Keep dreaming.
Oh, get on it, champ.
All right. So we're interviewing Madonna on Tuesday at 7:15.
You know what it is? We just didn't, you know, like Lizzo teaches us.
Yeah.
We didn't believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't believe that we were worthy of such a thing.
We are worthy, Kennedy. We are worthy. Now the stress of what the heck do you ask Madonna?
I don't know. She's only been doing this for a couple of years. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah, 1981, 83.
She's not like a really sort of strong, independent, kind of intimidating kind of a woman.
Not at all.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Yeah, I had to have a pre-interview with the head of whomever. And, you know, they're like, okay, so what are you going to ask Madonna? I'm like, I just found out about this like an hour ago.
They asked you about the interview?
Yeah.
Just in the few times we've had interviews go wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's usually me, which is why they probably wanted to talk to me.
Maybe so.
They're like, listen up. We've heard about you. Uh-huh. We're going to clear this up now.
Actually, we have a good name with these people, Kennedy. Yeah. Because these are the same people that are involved with you too.
And we did not screw that
up. And we did not screw that one up. They enjoyed the interview. So when this came up, only three radio stations in the country are getting this interview with Madonna for this tour. One of them in New York, obviously. One of them in L.A. And they could have done any other radio station in the country. And they chose us. Which I think is super cool. And again, no idea what the heck we're going to ask her.
Hope for the best.
Right.
Gonna go do some research, I guess.
She's doing the Madame X tour. So she's this character that she's come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You think she watched Game of Thrones?
No.
Can you picture Madonna watching TV?
No, like, not at all.
Anything I've ever seen of her, she's just always working.
She never like, stops. I just people that are, you know, of that ilk, I just can't imagine like getting in the car to drive to the grocery store to buy a gallon of milk.
Getting a coffee in the morning, like I feel like is so.
And like you don't have any privacy in that world. Like, I feel bad for her sometimes.
I think she has built quite a life for herself.
Like, how do you go for a walk in the park with your kids, right? Like,
how do you do? Grown. She don't care.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is an article from Paige Leskin, Business Insider, Kennedy.
Oh, Business Insider.
Parents are paying up to $1,000 a week to send their kids to camp for the summer. Now, that's expensive to go to camp.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking for the $50 to $250 range for a week of camp for Barrett.
Yeah.
You know, lacrosse or the community center.
Yep.
Or basketball camp. Parents are paying up to $1,000 a week to send their kids to YouTube camp for the summer.
What do you do at YouTube camp?
I'm so confused.
Do you watch Minecraft videos? Isn't that what you do on the YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, there are kids out there now. Have you seen this kid, Ryan, that does the toy videos?
Do you think I've seen Ryan who does the toy videos?
I don't know, because there's millions of views on his videos. You may have come across one at some point in your YouTube travels.
Okay, I go to YouTube to watch old 80s videos, and that's about it. And learn how to do stuff I don't know how to do.
Well, he's generating millions of dollars in revenue.
How old is he?
He's 9 years old, I think.
Wow.
And he's a millionaire?
Wow.
Yeah, I think he's 9. He might be a little older than that. And that's what's interesting to me, because I think YouTube, you have to be 13 to have an account.
Yeah,
right?
I don't understand that.
Okay, so what do you do at YouTube camp, please?
Well, they're going to teach them. They're going to branch out from traditional storytelling to teach kids how to create fun and hilarious content that other kids will love to watch. You can become an internet sensation. This camp is bound to go viral. That's one
of them. So basically, this is what it used to be back in our day, Carson, when they'd come to the mall and say, do you want to be a model or an actor?
Yep.
They still
this
do that,
person
right?
is coming here because they can get you on American Idol or
Disney.
America's Funniest Home Videos or Disney or whatever.
You want to be on the
Disney and then you
channel?
Get there and you spend $18 million on photographs and whatnot and nothing ever happens.
So they talked to some parents who are sending their kids to these camps. What they're trying to do is help teach them how to start a career by doing this for a living, but while they're young, and how to share and how to story tell.
Do you think this is something that you would send Barrett to do?
Not a chance. No, I would never do that to him. I have a radio show. I'm trying to get hits on my YouTube channel.
I feel like they're just trying to monetize their children. In this.
There are times you're the best father on the planet, and then there are times you are just utmost garbage.
What were you going to say, Annie?
I feel like they're trying to monetize their kids. They're like, go to YouTube camp so then you can learn how to share your videos and
it's
get a million
like
hits.
Pageant moms.
Yes.
For
but worse.
YouTube.
It's worse because these videos can be shared and your self-esteem is going to be horrible at 11 years old.
So they're putting video cameras in the hands of these kids, teach them how to create vlogs, video game walkthroughs. My son loves those.
Yeah.
There's I can't remember what the guy is that he watches, but he just loves this person that plays video games, whatever his nickname is.
Okay.
Also, it'll teach them how to create safe but funny fail videos.
So
stop.
You'll pretend to fall down instead of actually falling down?
Right.
Ow, I broke my leg.
You'll pretend to get hit by a car instead of actually rolling over a car?
Product reviews, short music dubbed clips from platforms like
product
TikTok.
Reviews on what? Like fruit roll-ups?
Yes.
What does that even mean?
They taste foods. They open toys.
So you want your 9-year-old to be an Instagram influencer?
That is what
do you think about
doing.
This new makeup palette?
Yeah, this is my favorite when people post. You know, a lot of people have been asking me about.
No, they
no.
haven't.
Who? No, they have not.
Who? Show me.
Nobody asked you anything.
Sharon.
And we know you got it for free, so don't make it look like you didn't.
Oh, I said video Peggy. Camera, and they said they're really doing it on phones and tablets. And yes, they do some on phones and tablets, but don't fool yourself. These kids that have gone viral are using thousands of dollars worth of sound equipment and video camera equipment and lighting to make these videos look great. Don't fool yourself and think that it's all amateur. It is very professional because of how much money these accounts are generating.
From the 978, Ryan on YouTube is awful.
Something unspeakable is the one my son watches.
Unspeakable me.
No, that's the room.
Oh, I thought that's what you guys said in the room yesterday. You were talking about it. And I remember listening
Despicable
to you saying,
Me.
No, and I remember listening to them saying, isn't Despicable Me a movie? Why would it be Unspeakable Me?
Yeah, I can't.
God, I feel like I'm being stupid right now.
So anyway. So there you go. Guys, if you're looking to get rid of your kid for the summer, YouTube camp. YouTube creator camp for $1,000 a week.
Awesome.
$1,000 a week.
Unspeakable gaming?
I don't know. Kennedy, you know it would be nice maybe if...
I'm not making a YouTube challenge.
Barrett's aunt. Auntie Kennedy wanted to send him to YouTube creator camp.
You're going
to
send Barrett away?
I'll send him to camp, but I'm not sending him that garbage.
No.
You give me other ones, you know I'll send him.
You know, I went to Tupperware camp in Woonsocket. I wonder if that's still open.
Ugh. Yeah, but it wasn't for Tupperware. It was for children of Tupperware people. You actually did campy things. Like, if you want to send him to a place where he'll learn to whittle and build fires and make things in the buddy burners, you know what? Mommy will pay for it. I got you right here.
No, Auntie my camp was coming. Just making sure my sandwich was fresh and it was locked securely in its container.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.